Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
After a long and busy day, do you just throw together dinner for your kids and then they go off and do their homework and then they say goodnight and go to bed, and you realize as the days go by and the weeks go by and then the years go by, all of a sudden that it's it, and they're moving out and they're going to college and the time went by so fast, and you feel like maybe you didn't even get to spend that quality time, get to know your children, hear their thoughts and their wishes and their dreams. And this is what it's about, reconnecting as a family, staying together, because it's been proven that when you stay together as a family, you become a healthier family mentally and physically. My guest is Dr. Melissa Arca. She's a pediatrician, mom of two, blogger, writer, and child advocate. Welcome to the show, Dr. Arca. Let's speak about ways that you can tell parents to reconnect as a family once the day is done, or in the morning. When can we reconnect? We're running so much. When do you like us to reconnect, and what can we do to do that?
Yeah, so I mean, I think the most important thing for parents to realize is that they're not alone. It is hard, and we understand that, and you know, we all go through the same, you know, mad rush to get home and have dinner with our kids. But there are several little things that you can do instead of thinking of it at this overwhelming, you know, thing that's looming over your head. Several little things that we can do that really add up to make excellent quality time with our kids. So usually I say when you first get home, everyone kind of needs to decompress, and that's okay. Like, we may not be ready to, you know, exactly sit down and engage in a game of Candyland yet once again, you know, with your four-year-old, and that's okay. Realize that you do need some time to decompress. So one of the things you can do, and I think it's great for the whole family, is just, even if you're just sitting on the couch with them and cuddling with a book, I mean, that allows you to kind of sit down, gather your thoughts. It actually brings you physically close to your children. So depending on the age of your kids, little ones really love this. So that's one way to do it. And even if it's just for 10 to 15 minutes, if they have your undivided attention for that amount of time, it really makes the rest of the evening go a lot more smoothly. They're not whining or begging for a snack while you're trying to get dinner together. So that is one small way. The other thing is simply just sitting down to eat together. So say it is a rushed day and you don't have time to sit down. Everyone just finally got home and it's 7 o'clock and you know the kids need to be, you know, upstairs by 8:30. So whether it's takeout or, you know, you actually had time to cook something up or you're having leftovers, just make sure everyone can sit down together for a few minutes and talk about your day. And so even if it's only for, you know, little ones have, a short attention span, so we know that they may not sit for as long as we would like them to, but that's okay. Take what you can get and sit down. Make sure there's no electronics at the dinner table. I always call the dinner table kind of a sacred electronic-free zone, so that everyone is really connecting and paying attention to each other.
I think that is so important when you say about an electronic-free zone. My kids are not allowed anything electronic like that anywhere near the dinner table. And I wish that I would see other parents do that, because at restaurants, you see kids walk in with a tablet and an iPhone, and they sit there with their head down, and you're like, gosh, you're at a restaurant. Why can't you talk about things? Now, for parents that don't know how to talk about things, at the American Girl store, they give you at the lunch a little topics bowl, and you each pick, and then it gives you stuff to talk about. Do you think parents need this kind of thing?
Well, I think sometimes, just to break up the monotony, I think we're all used to saying, so how was your day? How are you doing? And kids sometimes are not really so great about answering these kind of open-ended questions, and they don't feel like being grilled about, you know, their day. So if you can kind of make it light and easy, I know some suggestions are, you know, what was your, you know, who did you play with? Usually is you get the best response and most information, because they will naturally elaborate. So, you know, if you're more like, who did you play with? Who did you sit next to at lunchtime? You know, what was your favorite thing? So going beyond the standard, how was your day? I think parents sometimes do need a little push to be a little bit more creative, or to find out what really makes your child tick. And then again, it's kind of knowing your child. But some children actually don't like to answer questions right away. Like, they just need to gather their own thoughts about what happened during the day, because their days are busy too. I mean, whether we think so or not, you know, even going to first grade and all that requires, we think that they've had an easy day, but really not. It's a lot for them and it can be overwhelming. So I think having extra suggestions, extra topics in mind, bringing maybe, like you said, I've seen little cards that you can get. They're like playing cards. And then everyone gets to choose a card and then you talk about that topic. So just doing something fun, even saying, well, where should we go next weekend? We want to, you know, drive somewhere for, you know, 20 minutes for a family. What should we do? So just being a little bit creative and keeping the kids involved in your conversation, I think, will help broach that topic.
And as you're such a busy, you know, you're a doctor mom. You have a blog, Confessions of a Doctor Mom. I work like 10 different jobs. At the end of the day, when you say read the stories, cuddle up,
know,
we have to learn as parents, Dr. Arca, to savor that bedtime. But as this busy mom, I'm like, okay, go to bed already, because I have to fold that laundry. I still have work to do. I have to get ready for tomorrow. I have bills to pay. How do you tell the parents listening? Tell us savor that bedtime and not say, okay, it's 8:30. I really have to do these things, because that's what's making me crazy.
Yes, and admittedly, I used to be that way. So I really think it depends on your family dynamics and what's going on during your day. So I used to be, when it was bedtime, I wanted everyone in bed, lights out, that's it, I'm done. But again, I was more at home at that time. So I really think it depends on your family dynamics. Now I know, honestly, it's really the only time I have with my kids. So, and they really open up at bedtime. They're more relaxed. And, you know, it's probably part stall technique as well, but they're more
such
relaxed.
Such stall technique. Boy, my kids are getting so good at that. Oh, my God.
So I think a lot of it's perspective. I savor it now. I used to really be a drill sergeant about it. I mean, bedtime's important, and I do make sure they're in there on time, but I also give them a little extra time to talk, to cuddle, because I know those last 2 hours of the day really are all we have until the day starts over again. So it depends on your perspective, how much time you actually have with your kids during the day and how you feel like you can manage the next day without falling too far behind.
That's good. You know, and that is really good advice, because I you know, as someone who works from my home, a lot of the time I am around a lot more. So when it's bedtime, it's like, and I am an advocate of very early bedtime for both my kids. So it's like, go to bed. But I say to myself so often, God, settle down. It's only 20 minutes later. And they're telling you things. So parents, we have to look at what we're doing, settle ourselves down. Give us another best piece of advice for reconnecting.
So another thing is just getting outside. I mean, I know that's hard too, because when you're drained after a long day, you really don't have, sometimes just don't have the energy. I know I don't. So the thought of actually going for a walk or going for a bike ride after dinner really is a mental hurdle. It's like, how are we actually going to do that? Because I don't feel like getting off this, you know, chair that I'm in. But I think if you can do that, it's really a mood lifter and a bonding experience for everyone, because there's no electronics. So you're either riding a bike together, you're walking, or you're swimming, something active. And it really is, you know, it calms down any grumpy moods. The whining is gone, at least for a half an hour. So we know that it really is both a physical and mental healthy for everybody involved. And it really does bond you. So I think that's one thing. If you can do it, if you can fit it in your routine any day, then that would be great. But I also like to tell parents, like, it doesn't have to be everything in one day. Choose one small thing. It just, you know, one little thing that you can do. So whether you cuddled and spent extra time at bedtime today and tomorrow you're going for a walk, I mean, that's fine. It's just looking at the big picture of your whole week. I mean, just figure out what you can fit into one certain day without putting too much pressure on yourself or your kids to really connect. I think it really it's just about being in the moment. I mean, giving your child 10 to 20 minutes of your undivided attention a day. I mean, you can't imagine the world of difference that makes in their mood and your mood and you feeling like you really gave to them.
Well, that is what
is distracted.
And that's so important. We have to reconnect as a family, all together, brothers and sisters and parents. And so savor bedtime, eat together, try and get outside, do something with your children, listen to their hopes and dreams, listen to their stories of the day. Try not to think of the bills you have to pay. You can also see more from Dr. Melissa Arca at Confessions of a Doctor Mom. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.